Could it be I'm happy? Like the first day of your summer vacation, I'm so happy. When I get a little rest and relaxation, hey. Like the quiet Sunday mornings and your true, yeah. sounds so beautiful. I'll tell you when it's time. Actually, you could do the whole song. The song is a song of mine, but every time I play it, I'm like, there's 50 other songs that it sounds like. I call it that river of rock and roll, you know, where those same three chords and similar melodies kind of show up, and but don't hold it against me. Anyways. The lunatic is in my head. just kidding. St. Mercy and tired is where at the Dairy Queen. Doesn't listen to rock and roll. Does he feed the me singing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What about Jesus? Didn't he do it too? Hang out with the prostitutes and have a drink or two. Power of example, my mama said it and I heard. She always said 1 ounce of action. It's a ton of words, singing hallelujah. And mama said, yes, there are angels, hallelujah. She said, there's always gonna be sunshine. It's the devil in Elvis to go where no white man went, or hiding in Hugh Hefner's body, or maybe Larry Flint. And how's about the president, shielding all the stones? Man, if I could find a shield like that, I'd walk around naked in my glass home. Sipping hallelujah, my angel's off to Vegas. Hallelujah, she's holding aces in her hand. Hallelujah, she sings Rock of Ages. Hallelujah, on the table at the sand.
did her best to teach her 12 kids to be grateful for what we have. And, I have an interesting family. It's, you know, 12 kids, two parents, Nixonite father, a FDR Democrat mom, gay, straight, older, younger, richer, poorer, like this microcosm of America at my supper table on Thanksgiving. It's going to be very interesting this year. It's going to be amazing, actually. But you know what? At the end of the day, we disagree, and but we don't like smack each other, call each other names and stuff. Well, maybe names, but we love each other. You know what I mean? We love each other, even though we disagree. And this song is called "There Go I." Yeah. Thank you for my ears, I'm not the man I used to be. Thank you for my voice, I let it sing. Back up.
coffee or green tea. That's fine with me. Be at 8:15. Call out 6:35. Just be with me.
Any time of day, any place you say, just look like you do. It's my lucky day, cause I'm here to stay with you.
I am digging me, digging on you. Later at the thrift store, shopping for a gift for you. Maybe I'll ask you back there behind the rack of shoes.
What's that over there? Such a pretty pair.
That's us in the blue mirror.
Such a vintage view. Posing here with you.
I am digging me, digging on you. All of my life I've been looking out of the way to pray. All of this time I've been praying. I've been with me. All of my time spent hoping and begging, please, from only you.
Fixing to fix that old rambling itch again.
Taking the geographical cure,
your wise words hit me in the head. Remember wherever you go, there you are.
As I roll, I love you so. To Virginia, better not be without you. Go home, nowhere at all. Virginia, where will I be? Lying in a minefield looking for love, laughing at the old good Lord above, sitting in the barroom waiting for my life to change.
Remember back to when I was a kid, twas a nameless train I rode, using love and drugs and diesel fumes.
arms. Rolling up your sleeves with hands in grease, you ease me right on the road. And now with baggage and tow, I'm speeding back to you. As I roll, oh, 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 out of control, oh, 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 to Virginia, where I'd be without you. Oh, oh, nowhere at all. Oh, Virginia, where I'd be. Bringing my bucket to an empty well, not knowing my ass from heaven or hell. Sitting in the barroom waiting for this world to change. For the world to change. Earned all the dues you pay. It's a sin you haven't been made the same. Cause when life throws lemons, you smile and serve lemonade. Serve us all lemonade.
Just a little bit in this song, it's cool. It's, but if you don't, that's fine too.
Every single time I come in this town, things are worse than me. Digging its tracks deep in the roots of my eye, bringing out a thirst and a pain. Beef jerky on by ham and I'm staring to its dark dog, yeah. Life in this truck out on this road can be so easy. And in the evening time, there comes a welcome sight. And my lazy dreams, I'm still hoping, still hoping, still hoping to find just me. The beast in me is the best in me. I think the beast in me. I'm done with my 20s, but there's a reason to live.
Say, I don't like the way I am. crying out loud, singing, hey, Flow, hey, Flow, hey, Flow. Song for me on the squeeze box by the sea. Sitting in Cambridge City Hall in the foyer, kind of like a church in there, and it was all echoey and pretty sound. And it was right around the time that the first Gulf War was ending. And so, anyway, it's a song about unity, and I need your help.
My faith was gone, my faith in you. began to see all of these people in the street, beaten, arrested, enslaved. When is your mission complete? When the whole world's insane, can you tell me now? Tell me, please. I'm listening. My faith is gone. My faith is gone. We built your walls and your prisons. Oh, when you make more laws, yeah, laws that will hold very tight, laws that will chain the poor down. But in the meantime, we fight. Gonna meet on common ground, gonna lose the fear that you hold so dear. Is there anybody there in that great big chair there?
Tour. And he said, hold on, Daddy. Whoa. See this little man here? This is me, Daddy. Take me out on the road with you. So I got in the truck. He's taking care of us out of here.
Nice.
On the straight and narrow. And so this one's called Set in Stone. My bags back by the door while I have
say goodbye. When I come home and you're surprised, you're gonna drive your mother crazy. And now the car's made control, and the wheels may change direction. Child, I need you to know how. If this world I have is always set in stone, set in stone. Now when I'm gone, if you hear mama cry, and you hear Andy shouting on the phone, just remember, child, we try to keep our house a happy home. While we may fuss and fight, your mama never gonna be alright. We'll be making up for Sunday morning. And though these storms may blow out, those clouds may wait for sun. God, I need you to know, this love we share is always set in stone. Set in stone. Even if I'm miles and miles away, past Pluto out in that Milky Way, never be alone. My love is set in stone. Now where's this highway go out?
Your love giving my sense of direction.
Child, I need you to know. Never meant to be alone. Cause the love we got is set in stone. Set in stone.
Everybody still good?
Yeah!
Give it up for Caitlin, by the way. Woo! Love that song, love this song. Let's see. I don't know what to play. Yeah? I could do that.
Okay.
Come right up. Santa, play it. New set list. Love it. Here we go.
You might have seen one down and made me so great. Only me. Thank you.
Supposing where the troopers always stop as they die.
Over the trumpet for my cutter.
The cashier, she always squints. By the gum in the bowl, and she's tapping toe. To the Dean Martin on the consulate. Food service and the cigarette. I love it so. Cider for the dollar or the hack. The 9-5 roof for the Pepsi Patrice. Room for some apple pie. Hey. Love it, never need it, don't need it, never need it.
Swears by candlelight. Whoa. said she'd leave the back door open tonight.
Yeah.
that's this Johnny Cash meets Thomas Van Zandt up in the gas station, and Johnny's looking for directions, and Thomas Van Zandt doesn't even know where he is. So it goes kind of like this.
Like shave your face, taking out the trash, like knowing your place, spinning Johnny Cash records for your baby. You do it daily. I like a walk on the dog, cleaning up the mess. If only you go off to work and make a good guess. Have what your woman wants and do it daily. If you're gonna do it at all, you gotta do it daily. You do it every day in the very best way. If you're gonna do it at all, you gotta do it daily. You do it once or twice, you keep your mind, and you do it every day.
Every day.
Like that little stick that you always need. Just try to do it right, but screw it up every night. And apologize again and do it then. And when to do it again, say it's sorry then. Try to do it right, screw it up every night. And apologize again and do it then. If you're gonna do it again, you can do it daily.
Do it daily,
do it every day.
Does anyone want to dance up on the roof?
Gonna let the music move you round. I gotta dance, it ain't gonna stop. Gonna let this music move me around. Come on, wiggle around this summer.
Singing and sort of opening up for folks, and I met these older guys who seemed really like just burnt and didn't like the road, and I couldn't imagine that because I was like, oh my god, I can go out on the road. And they were like, dude, I've been on the road for 30 years. And and I was just imagining what it might be like as a 20-year-old guy who's like looking at the future of touring and trying to imagine what it's like to be that dude. And so I didn't want to be that dude. And by the grace of God, I'm not that dude, but I'm 25 years old. Because of you, you give this love and sunshine back to me, and it just recharges the batteries every night.
In a westerly direction, this truck is my train. I've been driving and I've been wondering what it is I'm running from again. And I feel like an 80-year-old man holding on to 29. And up ahead on that horizon is the California line. He says what I've been told. Up ahead of trucks carrying a wide load, a prefab house cut in half, a cute little front door and two windows on it. Ain't sure whether to cry or shall I laugh, 'cause I broke a home on myself once. When I stumbled to that door, I read her note by the dawn's light. So don't you come round here, hear me alone. I've had enough of my freedom on the road. Never was good with decisions. Home is what I'm told. Holding on to my ticket, yeah. magic word, breathless freedom. There's someone else for I'll be coming home. Still believes I've got a home. I carry his picture right here in my back pocket. Along with these rocks I found in Arizona, I'm gonna show him. I'll return to an awkward silence. Because there's so much work I've never known. But I pray if I could make amends. With my long lost son.
Hear me, no child of my freedom on the road. The good Lord's been coming at me before I'm gone. I'm home on my today. It's their payment home.
Basically die if you crashed them, no matter what happens. And of course, no seat belts, and child seats. What was even that back when I started driving? It's amazing what happens when awareness sets in, you know? We actually wear seat belts and put our kids in child seats. Anyway, I used to like to ride that old bug down on Highway 20 through New York State, where I come from. And I used to try to get lost out there. I remember one time I went to visit my son, who that last song was about, and I got up at like 4 a.m. and drove up to see him so I could get him to school, because I was like 4 hours away, and I came like a few minutes too early, and his mom was hating on me at the time, so she wouldn't let me see him. So I waited out there, and she called the New York State Police, and it was this whole thing. It was like, oh my God, man, I just want to like walk my kid to school. But I remember, so I didn't get to see him that day, so I drew this picture of him and me like swinging on a swing or something in a tree, and I left it with a librarian. And I had my old V-dub, and I headed back west, or east again, let's head back to the New England area. And it was springtime, and all the blossoms were out, you know, those rolling farm fields of New York State, and it was a fragrant breeze and mist hanging. It was a beautiful, beautiful scene. And I got home, and I had hit record on my little Panasonic dictaphone, and this song kind of just came. It was like a visit, and I captured it on a piece of tape, and it's like a gift from God. freedom came my way tonight. Just like a jet plane that I was sighting. I was falling and dancing a million miles in my mind, wondering how I'd get me. When they came into the stage sound, they said I was bad beyond repair. But I got no qualms with my situation, saying I am so century, 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 won't you dare to century, 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 won't you dare to leave a message and your number, please. Time follows some fantasy. Put him in a big red bow and send him carry me. I'm taking my chance on the wheel. I'm thinking of all my babies. Thinking of a mistake I've got to make. Oh, that I'm glory bound.
So packed it up and I went to the winds and I lived out in my VW bus for a year or two.
Ain't nothing but a pipe dream and my guitar
and off apple fields and old cigars.
Taking this microphone, checking it out every night all alone. On my car, battery's dead again. So I got my head dead set against it. Singing, say, Cherie, 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 won't you dare to? Say, Cherie, 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 won't you dare to? Leave a message and your number, please. Take the time you want to satisfy. Take all my own fantasies and sell them
street singer, and this dude gave me his card, and I like sang on all these commercials for like Shaw Supermarkets, Wiggum Telephone, Brigham's Ice Cream. It was great, man. It was fun. Money was good. Got lots of free ice cream. That was my big break.
Bring 'em, bring 'em, bring 'em, bring 'em into break 'em.
Where is he now? So, anyway, if you would help me, I want to thank you once again for your wonderful kindness and spirit of unity. I did a show, the first show I did after the election was way up in northern New Hampshire. And it was filled with folks who voted this way and folks who voted that way, kind of right down the middle. And everyone was singing in harmony. It was this beautiful, beautiful thing. And we all shook hands. It was just a wonderful night of hope. And here's a song about chasing dreams. And your part, if you choose to take it, would be.
Are gonna change. Dreaming my life away. The scenes and dreams they turned into a bunch of dust clouds. Getting my nerve up, and my past is pulling me down. Wondering how long this black sheep is gonna stick around. Never go home again. Yeah. Won't you leave? Say anything just to steer me away from the truth of who I am and what I believe. So thank them for his 2 cents with a shake and some sympathy. And packed up my blue jeans and I head for this big prize. And my freedom. Back to the black sheep of the family. Brothers and sisters singing in harmony. Oh, friends and family. Going up, gonna set our souls, set it free. My progress up, hope and pray it advances to the crimes of my freedom.
Sweet home, there's a place I like to call home anyway. People come. call me crazy. Singing out loud, like I'm you here on the street. But I got my song, and I sing it out loud.
You don't like that, my friend.
Just gonna help me sing.
And we are going off to set our soul.
Set our soul.
They're gonna set it
free.
Thank you so much, folks.
Thank you,
guys.
Welcome, good evening, welcome to GCAN, and I've been waiting to say this for quite a long time. Welcome to tonight's performance by Martin Sexton. Yeah, and also our very special guest, Caitlin Canty, is with us tonight. The Center for Arts in Natick is a nonprofit arts venue. We feature music and theater, visual arts and spoken word performances, children's theater, and family programs. And you can visit our website at natickarts.org. I hope you do. Please take home a copy of our calendar for all the shows coming up here at TCAN. In the weeks ahead, we invite you to join us for more performances, including Livingston Taylor, a special holiday performance by the California Guitar Trio. Paula Cole will return in December. And also a night of holiday music called Wintry Songs in 11T Part Harmony. featuring Jennifer Kimball and friends, which is always a special event. Remember that TKN members receive exclusive first availability of seats for all of our feature shows before the general public. So we invite you to pick up a membership brochure as well as a copy of our full calendar in the box office, or sign up on our email list to receive early notice of all the shows coming up here at TKN in the future. I'd like to thank our TKN members in the audience tonight for coming, and also for your continued support in making it possible to bring these shows to Natick. Also, a sincere thanks to the generous TKN volunteers who are working with us tonight as ushers, hospitality, and box office staff to support our show tonight. So let's hear it for our great TKN volunteers. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Katrina. We much appreciate it. I want to mention that our program tonight will be presented with one intermission, and no recording of any kind is permitted, please. And we ask that you please respect your fellow audience members by silencing your cell phone, and no photography. Once again, thank you. Tonight's concert is a benefit for the nonprofit organization Americans United for Separation of Church and State. It's my pleasure to introduce that organization's executive director, Barry Lynn, to tell you more, and also to introduce Caitlin Canty to our stage. So would you please welcome Barry Lynn.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming, two wonderful artists tonight, and also for your support for the separation of church and state, which not surprisingly has become a little more difficult to protect since Election Day. How do I mean that? The Donald Trump, Mr. Pence, Governor Pence team, they do not believe in the evidence for evolution. When Mike Pence was governor of Indiana, he also believed that if you had an religiously motivated opposition to a civil rights law or a public accommodation law, you trumped with that belief any of those provisions of the law. There's a federal bill that both of them support as well. In other words, if you have a religious objection to marriage equality, you will not have to let someone stay, a couple stay at your bed and breakfast, or serve them food. This is a big problem. It's not the only one. It's one of the few that got very little attention during the election discussion, such as it was on issues. Issues were not discussed. For example, $20 billion is about to be diverted, if Mr. Trump gets his way, from your public schools to home schools and to private religious schools, in the biggest flow of money from the federal government, which means from your pockets, in modern history. There are other problems that we did get some attention, including the ban on Muslim immigration to the United States. And there is still, even this week, consideration of registering Muslim Americans with the government so that their whereabouts can be known immediately. These are terrible ideas in my judgment. I've worked with Americans United for 26 years, and I have never seen so much of a threat posed by any president. The president has, president-elect has told us who he would like to put on the United States Supreme Court. Every single one of the 20 names he talks about are people who want to overturn Roe versus Wade. Every one of them has an objection to requiring religiously based, or for that matter, any companies or any colleges from covering contraceptives for students under a health insurance plan. These are the kinds of things we don't look forward to, but you know, when it comes to what do you do, because so many people in Washington and so many people in Massachusetts were very upset and very angry and very sad by the election results. But when you think about it, you only have one of two choices. You can stay angry and upset. You could even re-binge watch all of Game of Thrones. Or you could find ways to channel the energy you have into the causes that you care about. Americans United is the only national organization that spends 100% of its time trying to make sure that we maintain a decent distance between the institutions of government and those of religion. If you go to AU.org, you'll find information. If you go out in the lobby, we have several people volunteering to get your email addresses. And I can promise you two things about the email addresses. Number one, we will not send you every day and a half a request for money. Although we do need resources, and we've gotten a huge increase in numbers of members since the election night fiasco. And also, we will not spray paint your emails on any rest stops on the Massachusetts Turnpike. Those are two things I promise you. So there's plenty that we can do, and there's plenty that we need to do. We can't simply give up. And we're not about to give up. We have a lot of plans, and we have a lot of supporters and a lot of resources to do it. I wondered what some of the people that have supported these causes and have done these benefits around the country are comedians, singer-songwriters, poets, and one of them is Sarah Silverman. And Sarah Silverman's been a good friend, and she's done a lot of these for us. And I'm a personal friend of hers as well. And I was curious what she would do and say after this election cycle. And what she did on Instagram afterwards was to put up a picture of Anne Frank. There was nothing snarky, nothing rude about her comments. Below the picture of Anne Frank, that woman who was born in Germany, moved to Holland, was protected for many, many months by a family in Holland, and then eventually was discovered by the Nazis who occupied the country. She ended up at the Belsen concentration camp, and then at Auschwitz, and died there. In her diary, which has been, I think, reproduced in 80 languages, she has a very famous quote. And what Sarah Silverman did that day, she just put up the picture of Anne Frank and the wonderful quote, "In spite of everything, I still believe that people are really good at heart." And it's hard not to believe that, and it's hard not to move forward with that idea in mind. One of the reasons we do these benefits is that we do believe that comedians and artists and singers, musicians have tremendous power over helping to frame the narrative of what America's all about. And the two things this past 10 days that have felt most powerfully, one, the heart open last week on Saturday Night Live, where Kate McKinnon sang the late Leonard Cohen's Alleluia. It was as powerful a piece of music always and more powerful after last Saturday. And the other thing, I kept getting links sent to me from various YouTube videos, and a number of people sent me from tonight's Martin Sexton, his beautiful rendition of America the Beautiful. These are powerful statements of not giving up. I want to introduce Caitlin Canny. I met Caitlin Canny 3 years ago at the Folk Alliance International Conference, which I believe was being held in Kansas City that particular weekend. And I thought, this is a woman with a voice unlike any I have ever heard. It's haunting, it's powerful, and it's extraordinary. And I happened to run into an editor of one of the music magazines that covers this kind of music, and she said, "Well, who should I see?" And I said, "Well, you should see Caitlin Canty." And the editor said, "Well, I've never heard of her." And I said, "Well, don't worry, because you will hear about her." And in fact, in 2015, that very magazine had a review of one of her records, and it called Caitlin a rare and intelligent talent. She won the 2015 Telluride Festival Troubadour of the Year Award. She has many, many wonderful albums, all of which will be available at the intermission. And she used to live in Vermont. She now lives in Nashville. And I'd like you to welcome this extraordinary talent, Caitlin Canty.
Thank you. seen you tearing down the highway. I seen you standing in the shade. I seen you holding on to the baby. My love for you will not fade. The wind it whispers to the golden light. The wind it glances off the lake. Autumn's putting up a good old fight. My love for you will not fade. My love for you will not fade. The pen is only for the paper. The ink aches for the page. The water wants to be a river. My love for you will not fade. My love for you's not fading. I won't go gentle in a deep dark night, like windpane and lace on the waves. I'll roll you over in a pale moonlight. My love for you will not fade. Black river hotter than a July sun. Wildfire on a bloodshot day. When our ashes have burned to dust, my love for you will not fade. My love for you. Sweet introduction, Barry, and the scary introduction, Barry. It looks like I've leapt ahead to Christmas already, I'm realizing. This has not to do with the holidays. I'm not one of those people with the Christmas lights. I keep them up all year. This is a common thing. But the red shirt, you guys don't know me yet, so you might think I'm ahead of myself. I just flew in this morning and I'm flying out tomorrow night. So it's a lot of pressure on 7 little songs. It's a lot of miles per song. I wonder, someone do the math. Sunshine off the dotted line. heat ripples up from the room, and you never know, cold or long. When the stars come out at night, shining brighter than anyone. The stars come out at night, shining brighter than any love, any showing off every shade, not a cloud in the way. All the birds lined up on the power line. Last show I played was at Club Passim. Boy, if I knew I would be touring so much in the Boston area, I might as well not move to Nashville. It seemed like the smartest plan. Another thing I might not be doing too, might not be wise, but I don't have a manager or label or any of that nonsense to tell me otherwise. Barry's introduction got me thinking, and I'm staying off the road. This is my last show of the year. In order to record a new album. Recording an album involves writing new songs, as you well know, I'm sure. Anyway, I think I'm going to sing you a brand new one. You guys are really church mouse quiet, which is amazing. And I also can't tell if anyone's filming. If you are, just do not post this anywhere. I wrote it with the Stray Birds, Maya DiVitri. Yeah. And we wrote it about Sharon Jones. We were inspired by her, and we got another bad bit of news yesterday. So anyway, I think it's, you know, before I moved down south, I had a big crush on the South. My grandfather was from Texas, and I loved the way he talked. And the boys seemed to dance pretty nice down there, I remember. But you know, it's not exactly magic land. There's a lot of good stuff anywhere you call home, but I wrote this when I was still in that honeymoon stage of, wow, it's fairy tale. Southern land in a northern land, you know where to put your hands when we dance. Call me, darling. You're a hard man to understand, Southern man. Swing me around to an old time band. Hold me close with two strong hands. All my plans don't mean nothing. You're a hard man to withstand, Southern man. Working man with calloused hands, gentler than a gentleman. southern man in a northern land. You know where to put your hands when we dance. Hold me so tight. You're a good man to stand by, man of mine. Show since the election, and I haven't exactly figured out how I want to address things. You know, songwriters, we put everything into our songs, but there is a certain amount of unglued banter in between. And the thing I love about live music is, you know, people. First of all, you're not home watching TV or reading fake news. Just number one, you know, A plus in that regard. And it does feel like, it's so old-timey, isn't it? I mean, no one's even looking at their phone right now. Are you scrolling through Twitter? Is someone in the back with like a really muted screen? There's none of that glow-worming even happening. I love it. And I don't want to bring you down. And sometimes it feels like when I sing a silly song or something about, you know, minor nicks and scrapes of heartbreak. Doesn't really work, but I do think, what the hell, we're all here and I'm just gonna keep the show going on. And this is my hit, which, you know, you wouldn't know. Oh, it means you never heard it.
Get up, get up, get up.
time to rest or run for cover. Get up, get up, get up before the road pulls you under. And then I was younger, so I threw my milk on it. Just a little family flashback I just had there. Good story. I'm glad I have a microphone in front of my face right now. Oh my gosh. Okay, I only have two more for you, and I made lots of reminders, and I haven't hit one of them. Oh, geez. I have no idea when I'm going to come back. But I do know there's a dorky clipboard at my merch table. It's my mailing list. And I'm definitely going to hit Boston on my next tour. I've been clapping, go sign up, and that's how you know. Otherwise, nobody knows. It's really under cover. Secret shows, I like to call them. And I have CDs and t-shirts and tote bags, and it feels like I really am pushing the Christmas thing here, but I'm going to say it because I was the most miserable airport traveler today with the heaviest bag, and if you are either in need of a stocking stuffer, great, and if not, if you also know a man who's a size large, I have so many larges. I totally miscalculated that only women would be buying my tees, and I'm going to start sewing them into pillowcases or something soon. Announcements and I can play some music. You guys like Lefty Frizzell? Okay, good answer. Thank you. for having me open this show. I know, this is my first time. I've never opened for him before, and I've never even seen a show, so I've got a free ticket tonight, which is a quick bonus. I didn't tell him this, but he can hear it now on the PA downstairs. One of his songs, I'm sure you guys know it, it was one of my very favorite songs in college. And my JA, it's like the nice version of an RA, they buy you beer instead of, you know, turning you in for it. He played, and I think I sang a harmony with him maybe, I remember him, he learned every note of, I'm not going to say the song, I don't want to spoil it. Anyway, I'm really psyched to be opening. Thank you guys for being so kind. Happy to meet you. I'll come back anytime. This is my mom's favorite song I wrote. Lost in the valley, I was lost in the valley. Lost in the valley, so I climbed up a mountain. Climbed up a mountain, oh, I climbed up a mountain. Climbed up a mountain to get lost in the sky. Tell me when I can start again. I'll get it right this time. Send me where the sunlight went. Go to find it by. Lost on the mountain till I saw where the crow flies. Saw how the crow flies, oh, I saw where that crow flies. Saw how the crow flies, and I took to the sky. Tell me when I can start again. I'll get it right this time. Send me where the sunlight been. Go to find it by. Saw that horizon, how I wanted that horizon. Saw that horizon, so I made.